This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Pamgwami Bafwetu, I'm joined by Professor Nokthula Wagwasbiya, of which I think she needs no introduction. Professor Bia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Good morning, listeners at home.
I just want to know from you, Professor, you are a researcher, NRF rated, but what motivated you to actually join and attend today's event?
You know that I'm the Deputy Vice Chancellor, Research, Innovation and Engagement. And I have three directorates. One of them is Research Directorate. And IP falls under Research Directorate. So IP reports directly to me. And again, when looking at the RIE plan, we have targets that are set for IP. And fortunately, we have met all the targets for the past 2 to 3 years since I joined DOT. So I'm here because it's my mandate to drive IP at the university.
Mm. Yes. As an RIE-rated researcher, what is the importance of copywriting your work?
Oh, that's very important. One of the questions that I asked during the Q&A session was, what are the plans for the Deputy Director IP at MUT to make sure that students' thesis are embargoed so as to protect the IP? And he indicated that the current IP policy at MUT does not cater for that. So for me, it's quite important that we learn more about intellectual property so that we protect the good work that we have done. So I will make sure that as the Deputy Vice Chancellor, I drive the revision of the policy so that we include that, because we do not want to lose the good work that staff and students at the MUT are doing.
Mm-hmm. I want to know, just a random question. I'm asking myself, yeah. I'm not a researcher.
Sure.
And hopefully I will get to that point. So has ever been a case where maybe a researcher is actually charged for not referencing quoting that someone's work but not referencing?
You would recall that before joining MUT, I was the DVC Teaching and Learning at DOT. Mm, yeah. And before that, I was the Executive Dean of Health Sciences. We dealt with so many cases, and not only students would be surprised.
Yeah,
also staff members, senior professors have actually plagiarized students' documents. They plagiarize each other's documents. So I have been involved in disciplinary actions of staff members and students who do that. And it's quite bad. And I'm happy that at MUT, we do have the policy on plagiarism. And it's our responsibility as the university to ensure that we take a strong stance against staff members and students who plagiarize.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Prof.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.